श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
This will be distracting everyone, so better close it down. That's okay? Thank you. So today marks the anniversary disappearance of Srila Madhavendra Puri. I'm going to read a few verses prior to the particular verse we wanted to discuss today. So that it keeps it in context. Of this particular verse for today. So this is from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Madhya Leela chapter 4. Sri Madhavendra Puri's devotional service. And then we'll come to the actual verse that Madhavendra Puri recited before he left. So this is in text 191. Eta bali pade prabhu tandra krita sloka yehi sloka chandri jagat karya chet aloka. And in the translation by Srila Prabhupada, after saying this, Lord Chaitanya read the famous verse of Madhavendra Puri. That verse is just like the moon. It has spread illumination all over the world. Text 192. Gashite gashite aiche mala yajasara Ganda bade taiche e slokera vichara. Continuous rubbing increases the aroma of Malaya sandalwood. Similarly, consideration of this verse increases one's understanding of its importance. Text 193. Ratnagana Madhyechi Kostuba Mani Rasaka Vyamage Taiche E Isloka Gani. As the Kostuba Mani is considered the most precious of valuable stones, this verse is similarly considered the best of poems dealing with the mellows of devotional service. In text 194, Ehi sloka kahi yachena Radha Thakurani Tandra kripaya spuri yache Madhavendra Vani. Actually, this verse was spoken by Srimati Radharani herself. And by her mercy only, was it manifest in the words of Madhavendra Puri.
Excuse me. Text 195.
Kiva Gora Chandrahiha Kare Ashvadana Iha Ashvadite Hara Nahi Chauta Jana.
Only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has tasted the poetry of this verse. No fourth man is capable of understanding it. There's one line purport by Srila Prabhupada. This indicates that only Srimati Radharani, Madhavendra Puri and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are capable of understanding the purport of this verse. And in text 196, it tells us that Madhavendra Puri recited and sang this verse before he left.
Shishakale ehi sloka patite patite Siddhi prapti haila purira slokera sahite.
Madhavendra Puri recited this verse again and again at the end of his material existence. Thus uttering this verse, he attained the ultimate goal of life. And here's the verse in text 197. So we should recite the verse, and I'll say the word for word with its translation. It's easier for you. Everyone?
Ayi.
Ayi.
Oh my Lord.
Dina.
Dina.
On the poor.
On the poor.
Daya Adra.
Daya Adra.
Compassionate.
Nata.
O Master.
Hey.
Oh.
Maturanata.
The Master of Mathura.
Kada.
When.
Avalokshyashe.
I shall see you.
Ridayam.
My heart.
Twat
of you,
aloka,
without seeing,
kataram,
very much aggrieved,
dayita,
O most beloved,
biramyati,
becomes overwhelmed,
kim,
what,
karomi,
shall do.
Aham,
I. And now I'll just read the full verse. You don't need to respond.
I dina dayadranatahe maturanata kadavalakshyase ridayam twad alokakataram dayita vrimyati kim karomyaham.
You can repeat the translation by Srila Prabhupada. And the translation.
O my Lord.
O most merciful Master.
O Master of Mathura.
When shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you,
my agitated heart.
Has become unsteady.
O most beloved one.
What shall I do now? Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The uncontaminated devotees who strictly depend on the Vedanta philosophy are divided into four sampradayas, or transcendental parties. One of the four sampradayas, the Sri Madhavacharya sampradaya, was accepted by Madhavendra Puri. Thus he took sannyas according to parampara, the disciplic succession. Beginning from Madhavendra Puri down to the spiritual master of Beginning from Madhavacharya, down to the spiritual master of Madhavendrapuri, the Acharya named Lakshmipati, there was no realization of devotional service in conjugal love. Sri Madhavendrapuri introduced the conception of conjugal love for the first time in the Madhavacharya Sampradaya. And this conclusion of the Madhavacharya Sampradaya was revealed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he toured southern India and met the Tattvavadis who supposedly belonged to the Madhavacharya Sampradaya. When Sri Krishna left Vrindavan and accepted the kingdom of Mathura, Srimati Radharani, out of ecstatic feelings of separation, expressed how Krishna can be loved in separation. Thus, devotional service in separation is central to this verse. Worship in separation is considered by the Gaudiya Madhava Sampradaya to be the topmost level of devotional service. According to this conception, the devotee thinks of himself as very poor and neglected by the Lord. Thus he addresses the Lord as Dina Dayatranatha, as did Madhavendrapuri. Such an ecstatic feeling is the highest form of devotional service. Because Krishna had gone to Mathura, Srimati Radharani was very much affected, and she thus expressed herself thus, quote, "My dear Lord, because of your separation, my mind has become overly agitated. Now tell me, what can I do? I am very poor and you are very merciful. So kindly have compassion upon me and let me know when I shall see you." Unquote. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always expressing the ecstatic emotions of Srimati Radharani that she exhibited when she saw Uddhava at Vrindavan. Similar feelings experienced by Madhavendrapuri are expressed in this verse. Therefore, Vaishnavas in the Gaudiya Madhava Sampradaya say that the ecstatic feelings experienced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during his appearance came from Sri Madhavendrapuri through Ishwarapuri. All the devotees in the line of the Gaudiya Madhava Sampradaya accept these principles of devotional service. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jana Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpa Tadubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitana Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. In Srila Prabhupada's final days with us in November of 1977, Srila Prabhupada mercifully turned himself completely over to his disciples, allowing them to care for him completely. He sort of gave up, not in a way of being detached, he gave up his position as founder acharya or initiating guru. He became the father completely, you know, surrendering himself as a father, as the children would take care of the father. And Srila Prabhupada did that because he sort of deferred or suspended the lesson in leaving this world to allow his disciples to take care of him. Everything, massaging his body, you know, bathing him, feeding him, cleaning up after, and so forth. So the disciples were like sons and daughters. They were very much reminded of the pastime of Srila Ishwara Puri, who also served Sripad Madhavendra Puri before he, while he was actually even reciting this verse, would intimate, inverted commas, bodily service, like that. When Sripad Madhavendra Puri was sort of invalid, apparently invalid, and in the last stages of, in this particular appearance in the body of, form of Sripad Madhavendra Puri. And Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains this in a purport in the Adi Leela in Chaitanya Charitamrita in chapter 11. At the last stage of his life, Sri Madhavendra Puri became an invalid and was completely unable to move. And Ishwara Puri so completely engaged himself in his service that he personally cleaned up his stool and urine, always chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Always chanting the Hare Krishna Maha mantra and reminding Sri Madhavendra Puri about the pastimes of Lord Krishna in the last stages of his life, Ishwara Puri gave the best service amongst his disciples. Thus Madhavendra Puri, being very pleased with him, blessed him, saying, quote, "My dear boy, I can only pray to Krishna that he will be pleased with you." Thus Ishwara Puri, by the grace of his spiritual master, Sri Madhavendra Puri, became a great devotee in the ocean of love of Godhead. And due to those blessings of Sripad Madhavendra Puri, Srila Ishwara Puri was given the service as the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not a small thing. Not a small thing. Similar services was done by various disciples of Srila Prabhupada to Srila Prabhupada. And one such service, which is beautifully explained by His Holiness Girad Swami in his recent book, I'll Build Your Temple, the Juhu Story. This is one day before Srila Prabhupada's departure on November 13th, 1977. And this is what His Holiness Girad Swami explains to us. He was in the room with Srila Prabhupada. It's in this book, I'll Build Your Temple, the Juhu Story. Prabhupada indicated that he wanted to pass urine. And because most of the more experienced devotees were not present, Upendra thought I should do it. So I placed the plastic urinal bottle between Prabhupada's legs, eased his private part into it and waited, but nothing came. I waited and waited, but nothing came. So I turned to Upendra for guidance, and he indicated that I should take the urinal away. And then his Giriraj Swami explained his own feelings at that time. Although in a way we had not been successful, the experience had been incredible. After that simple menial service, I felt more purified than if I had offered hundreds of aartis or chanted hundreds of rounds. And I consider that Prabhupada had mercifully given me the opportunity to serve him in this intimate, personal way and experience such a divine grace. Now, that's what it means to be a humble, menial servant of the spiritual master. To actually be blessed with love and devotional service to Radha Krishna. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami reveals the identity of Sripad Madhavendra Puri. And there's a beautiful verse in the Adi Leela, which is chapter 9, actually Adi Leela chapter 9, text 9 and 10, respectively. So that verse goes as follows. I'm reading. Jaya Shri Madhava Puri Krishna Prema Pura Bhakti Kalpa Tarura Tenho Pratama Ankura. So this translates to that Madhavendra Puri is a storehouse of all devotional services unto Radha Krishna. And therefore he is considered the desired tree of devotional service. Bhakti Kalpataru, a specific word is used here. And it is within Madhavendra Puri that the seed of a devotional service experience and conjugal love that was sort of released into our disciplic succession. Prior to that it was not there, as I read in the purport to the verse from Srila Prabhupada. So the next verse beautifully describes that in the 11. Shri Ishvara Puri Rupe Ankura Pustahaila Apana Chaitanya Mali Skanda Upajila. So Shri Madhavendra Puri, who is considered the desire tree of devotional service within, you could say, prior to Chaitanya Lila and into our disciplic succession, following after that with the six Goswamis. But that seed of devotional service then fructified in the form of Srila Ishvara Puri. And then the gardener himself, who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, became the main trunk of that tree of devotional service. That's the easiest way I can say. So there's no identity of Sripad Ishvara Puri either in the Radha Krishna Ganadas Dipika or either in the Gaur Ganadas Dipika. But in the Gaur Ganadas Dipika, the identity of Madhapurna Puri is revealed as the root of all Kalpa Vikshas fees in Braj. In the whole of Braj. So where does Ishvara Puri fit in relation to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And this is given exactly in the verse by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, that Ishvara Puri is the fruitified form of the desire tree of devotional service, which kind of explains is a sort of expansion of Srila Madhavendra Puri as the Bhakti Kalpataru, as the desire tree. Now that's the simplest way to say it. See? Just like you get a tree and it has fruits. So the fruit is Ishvara Puri and the tree is Madhavendra Puri. This is not given by Srila Rupa Goswami or the previous acharyas, but it's given by Krishna as Kaviraj Goswami in the verses I just read. Because I took at least several weeks to research what is the identity of Ishvara Puri. It's never given, but it's given in these two verses. Very beautifully explained. Now, as we are aware that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always experiencing the emotional consciousness of Srimati Radharani, especially when Srimati Radharani exhibited these feelings when she saw Uddhava in Vrindavan. And Uddhava is none other than Paramananda Puri, who is a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And it is Paramananda Puri who gave the danda at sannyas to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prior to that, Sri Krishna instructed several devotees to appear before him, before he appears as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna is orchestrating and choreographing everything, even prior to him appearing as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one of those devotees, besides Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra, to appear before him, said, "You go and appear before me." And one of those devotees that he said to appear is none other than Keshava Bharati, who apparently gave sannyas to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But that Keshava Bharati, when Sri Krishna requested, "You appear before me," is none other than a Sandipani Muni. And that Keshava Bharati is also considered an incarnation of Akrura. This is given in the Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Prabhupada in his purports. So why am I saying this? Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not have any direct experience, so to speak, with Sripad Madhavendra Puri. But Sripad Madhavendra Puri appeared in the form of Ishvara Puri for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as an expansion, like the fruit from the tree. Fruit from the tree. At the same time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did accept sannyas from Keshava Bharati for external reasons to make the Mayavadis favorable to devotional service, like Prakasananda Saraswati. But the internal sannyas he accepted from Paramananda Puri, who was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri and the god brother of Ishvara Puri. So whenever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to see Paramananda Puri, he was reminded of Madhavendra Puri because of that sannyas danda. It's quite amazing. It's quite amazing. In this particular verse I read prior to the actual verse, it says here, "A continuous rubbing increases the aroma of Malaya sandalwood." Similarly, the consideration of this verse increases one's understanding of its importance. So the particular words that are used is Tai Chi e Slokera Vichara. Tai Chi means similarly, Slokera this verse, Vichara, consideration. So this verse cannot be understood, but is only experienced by three personalities. Srimati Radharani, the origination of the verse comes from her, Madhavendra Puri, and then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But it says, you know, Slokera Vichara indicates that when you read this verse over and over and over, then it only increases one's understanding of its importance, but you cannot experience it. It's as if you cannot participate in the Rasa Leela, but you can only witness it. But the witnessing and participation is two different things. So when you witness something, you can understand its importance, but you cannot participate. Now, we see that Shri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami he gives another beautiful verse, Radha Purna Shakti Krishna Purna Shakti Mam Dohi Vastu Bedanai Shastra Paramana. So here Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami expresses that Srimati Radharani is the full power and Krishna is the possessor of that full power. In other words, Purna Shakti and Shaktima. Very beautifully given. But then Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says that the two are not different, as evidenced by others, as evidenced by, you know, slokas of the revealed scriptures. The two are not different. So one can only enter into just only understanding it, but not participating in conjugal love, if one has full realization that Radha Krishna are one supreme soul in two forms for the sake of rasa or pleasure. And Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami backs this up nicely. You know, Mirga Mada Tara Ganda. Mirga Mada means musk. Ganda means fragrance. Yachi Avacheda. That means you cannot separate the fragrance of musk that emanates from musk itself. So that's one. That is one. But it appears to be two. The musk is different from the fragrance it emanates. At the same time, it's inseparable. If one has full realization of that, that means you do not need to worry about the bodily conception of life, because you won't attribute Radha Krishna in relation to mundane experiences between boy and girl, man and woman, male and female in the material world. You won't attribute it to that. One has to have that full realization. And then he gives another example. Agni Jwalate Yachi Kabunahi Beda. Like from fire comes heat and light, but the heat and light is inseparable from fire. Only one person can separate it, Srimati Radharani herself. If Radharani wants to feel separation, what's the words? If Radharani wants to feel separation from Krishna, which is actually Krishna is the cause of that, Krishna is the cause of that. And if Radharani wants to feel separation, it's as if she herself is separating by not being with Krishna. Only she can do that, because she's like the fragrance to the musk. She's like the heat and light to the fire. Nobody else can do that. So therefore it's just an understanding and not even a realization for us. Now there's another interesting point. Although musk emanates and gives a fragrance, musk itself cannot experience its own fragrance. Just as fire emanates heat and light, but fire cannot experience its own heat and light. So when the heat and light is feeling separation from fire, Radharani is feeling separation from Krishna, then Krishna realizes, I do not experience that. And then he feels separation. So Krishna's feeling of separation from his devotees is dependent on the devotees feeling separation first. Krishna is dependent on that. Just as the fire cannot experience his own heat and light, just as musk cannot experience its own fragrance. Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami and Srila Prabhupada beautifully have explained this, and Prabhupada has explained this in his translations. Now coming back to Sripad Madhavendra Puri. Every morning we sing, Nikunja Yuna Ratikeli Sinhari Yaya Nubirhiti Apekshaniya Tatvati Dakshar Adi Vallabhasya Vande Guru Shri Charana Ravindam. That the spiritual master, why is the spiritual master dear? Because the spiritual master is very expert. Nikunja Yuna Ratikeli Siddha. In assisting, Prabhupada says, in assisting the gopis in making different tasteful arrangements to actually please Radha and Krishna in their association with each other. And where? Nikunja. In these groves within the forests of Vrindavan. Now, I'm sure all of you have been to Sevakunj, which is not very far from here. Right? When you go to Sevakunj, you see these trees. Yeah? It's called Seva, and it's called Kunj for the reason for that. You see these trees. They bawa, you know, bawa, B-O-W, the trees. It's a kunj inside. Now, when Radha Krishna enter into the kunj, before that, you get a Samvit Shakti, Sandini Shakti, and Ladini Shakti. So when we focus on Ladini Shakti, which is the form of Srimati Radharani, that Ladini Shakti descends into the hearts of the members of the disciplic successions, from guru to disciple, guru to disciple, guru to disciple. That's the internal state of the spiritual master. And Samvit Shakti, which is the manifestation of Sri Balaram, that enters into the hearts of the disciplic succession membership, and it enters into the heart of the disciple on the basis of taking the disciple from the material consciousness into spiritual consciousness, guru to disciple, through shiksha, through instructions. Now, when Radha Krishna, now remember, I'm not using the word Radha and Krishna. You with me? Because it's avicheda. Avicheda means inseparable. You cannot separate fragrance from musk, you cannot separate heat from eaten light from fire. So when Radha Krishna enter into the kunj, Nikunja Yono Radhikali Siddhai, you can only get that by the mercy of the spiritual master. Nikunja Yono Radhikali Siddhai Yayalu Bhiyuti Apeksaniya. But when they do enter into the kunj, not even the sun's rays, not even the moonlight can enter there. The kunj is so intertwined, not even vayu or air can enter there. And not even the sakis or the manjaris can enter there. So when somebody wants to explain to you the intimacy of Radha Krishna, they are bluffing. They are bluffing. They are cheating. There's no such thing. Because how can Radha Krishna associate with each other when they are already avicheda, when they are already inseparable? So when somebody says, Krishna is touching Srimati Radharani, and Radharani is like being sort of smeared with Krishna's lips or whatever, But how can one Supreme Soul, who is in two forms, who are inseparable, unite? Avicheda. Beautiful verse, Megamanda Taraganda Yachi Avache Avicheda, inseparable. So when someone comes around and tells you, Radha, Krishna, they are not freed. They are not freed from the mundane experience of man and woman, male and female, boy and girl. They are not freed. Because that mundane experience of the material world is two separate conditioned souls in two separate material bodies. So when somebody explains that, they themselves are not free from that. Because it's avicheda, if they're inseparable on that level. So now Radha Krishna, not Radha and Krishna, Radha Krishna enter into this kunj, and nobody knows what happens there except one personality. Who? They're so enthusiastic. One is saying spiritual master, Satya is saying spiritual master, and Sita is saying Vrinda Devi, and what does Krishna Kumar say? He's saying Purnamasi. Come on, this is nice. He's saying Madhavendra Puri, he's pretty close. Who else? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she's saying nice names. Madhavendra Puri, Purnamasi, this is all auspicious names. Any more names for auspiciousness? Come on. He's saying most of Vrinda Devi. It's such a simple thing, you did not catch it? The Kalpa Viksha tree. Nikunjayuna Ratikali Siddhai. The only witness is the Kalpa Viksha tree. Not even Lalita, not even Vishaka. Not even Rupa and Rati Manjaris. And that incarnation of that Kalpa Viksha tree is Shripad Madhavendra Puri. Any comments or questions you have?
Radha and Krishna. So you say Radha and Krishna are one. Chaitanya Jagat one soul or two souls, or Balarama is also Krishna, and Narayana is also Krishna. And it's very esoteric, only a few people understand this.
Yes, so I cannot answer. It's very esoteric. Next question. Like you said. Yes. What's your good name?
Divya Prem Das.
Divya Prem.
Das.
He's pretty realized. Divya Prem. Prabhu.
You mentioned about that when Srimati Radharani separates from Krishna.
She doesn't separate from Krishna.
Appears to. How to say?
We cannot say. Next question. That's why I asked the questions, because there's no questions on this topic.
Can you elaborate on the word witness and realization? Like you said, witness is different from realization.
Yeah, the first thing you have to do is you have to have a good sadhana in the morning, and you complete your 16 rounds of japa nicely. Next question. One more at the back.
I want to ask.
Don't give me a story. Give me the question. Give me the question.
Have we any chance in our manifested form in our life to enter into this really highest?
Yes, Srila Prabhupada says that in a purport in Bhagavad Gita. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada says, when you chant Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna are dancing on your tongue, and you can become the abode of Rasa Lila. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Anantakari Vaishnava Vrindaki, Shripad Madhavendra Puripad ki, Natai Gopremanande, Hari Hari.